ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Thank you very much to all the devotees who have so kindly welcomed me here. So many devotees have offered me welcome to Sharanagati. I'm honored to be here. Of course, that's something that people always say. I feel honored. It's said as a kind of formality. But here, more than practically any other place I can think of, I really feel honored to be here, because there's so many of my senior god brothers and god sisters here. Actually, almost all my god brothers and god sisters are senior, because I was a latecomer in Srila Prabhupada's movement. And as it was noted, the first Rath Yatra that Srila Prabhupada held in the Western world, not the first Rath Yatra he held, the first he held probably would have been approximately 1901, something like that. The first ISKCON Rath Yatra, Yamuna Devi was there, instrumental in bringing Lord Jagannath to the Western world. One of Srila Prabhupada's famous dear instruments. And at that time, I was a little kid running around in school. So almost all my god brothers and god sisters are senior to me. Kala Kanta Prabhu said that he found here the best association in North America. All the devotees here are very serious about hearing and chanting. So I've always taken what Kala Kanta Prabhu said very seriously. I had the good fortune to have his association and guidance early in my days in Krishna consciousness. We can't blame him for what I am, but if there is anything, there is a very grateful to his sweet guidance that he gave me in those days, working out of the famous Berry Place temple, which Yamuna Devi also knows very well. So I've been welcomed to Sharanagati, and I'd like to come home to Sharanagati sometime. It's the perfect name for a devotee community, isn't it? What we should really aspire for is to make our aspiration to live in Sharanagati. The name of the community and the spirit of the community, that we're all here to, in Sankirtan, joint effort in glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in taking shelter of his lotus feet. Sharanagati, the six items which are related in Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas, among which one is the last one related there is, the fifth is Atma Nikshepa, throwing ourselves at Krishna, running to Krishna, and throwing ourselves at him. So that is the life, that is the description of a life of a devotee. There are so many biographies of devotees that have been compiled. We're fortunate to have the compilation of so many devotees' lives in Ramanuja Sampradaya also. There is the ancient book Prapanamrita. Prapanna is another word for submission, surrender. So in that book I described the lives of the Alvas. So all of them All of the lives of the devotees that can be described in the word Sharanagati. The move to take shelter of Lord Shri Krishna. In the Vallabh Sampradaya also, Shri Krishna, anyone here from Vallabh Sampradaya, Gujarat, that area? Shri Krishna, Sharanam Mama. Lord Krishna is my shelter. So Lord Krishna is certainly here. You may think, where? Where is he? Where is Lord Krishna? Is he hiding in the trees? He himself says, Naham tishthami vaikunte yoginam hridayeshuva tatra gayanti madbhakta yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. He says he's not in Vaikuntha. That's an extraordinary thing for the Lord to say, isn't it? I don't reside in Vaikuntha, nor in the hearts of the yogis, but where my devotees are chanting. And where they're chanting, where his devotees are chanting, they're going to be chanting about Krishna. So there I live, Krishna says. So this community is dedicated to hearing and chanting about Krishna. Otherwise, who will stay here? Who will stay in a place where it's covered with snow, presumably, for how many months a year?
8 months.
8 months a year. 8 months a year.
5 maybe.
5 months. And it's cold. I mean, Mother Padmavati yesterday in Vancouver told me it was a warm day. I thought, well, what's the cold days like? I'm living in India. For me it was a cool day, and she was saying it's a warm day. So who will want to live in a place where it's cold so much of the time? There's no electricity. Which self-respecting citizen of Canada or the USA would submit themselves to live without electricity? What an abomination. It's not fitting. It's below the dignity. But coming here and living here, why? Those Hare Krishnas were crazy in their youth, and they're growing up, they're old crazy too. Why should they do that? Because they want to live together and hear and chant about Krishna. There must be the reason, otherwise there's no reason to live here, is there? That is the special feature of this community, that everyone is here to hear and chant about Krishna. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Jagannath, I've been able to participate in Rathiatras, Jagannath Rathiatras, in various places throughout the world, but I must say, this one is very sweet. The sweetness of devotees who have been hearing and chanting about Krishna collectively. Did you add it all up? How many years? Must be a few hundred, several hundred years, huh? Oh, did you add it all up? Anyone do some quick arithmetic there? Must be a few hundred years of hearing and chanting collectively. And usually Rathiatra, it's a public festival. That's Lord Jagannath's bliss, to go out among the people and accept their worship. And Srila Prabhupada, he brought God to the people with the Rathiatra festival. As he noted, at least at that time, he said the churches are not being utilized. The churches are empty. So Prabhupada, the people weren't going to God, so Srila Prabhupada brought God to the people. And the Rathiatras are generally, they're preaching affairs in the big cities. But as Srila Prabhupada pointed out, this is a feelings festival. the essence of Rath Yatra is Srimati Radharani dragging Lord Jagannath to Vrindavan, forcibly bringing him by the force of her loving feelings. So this is a feelings festival, and although there's not a big public of human beings, as again we were reminded, actually there are more jivas here being benefited by the Rath Yatra, the chanting, than at New York Rath Yatra, because there are not so many jivas in the skyscrapers as there are in the hills of Sharanagati. But from Lord Jagannath, that's his leela. Simultaneously, he is benedicting all the souls who have no idea of who he is in the Western countries. In Puri, everyone knows they go. Ratetu vamanam drishva punarjanma na vidyate. People go to Puri thinking, if we see Lord Jagannath on his rath, then we'll never take birth again. People go to see Puri, Jagannath Rath Yatra, for the sake of liberation. So Lord Jagannath is benedicting so many living beings, but he has his special relationship with his devotees who don't come for liberation from material existence. But they want to, that same Jagannath who is liberating everyone by showing himself on his cart, he is tied up by the ropes of love of his devotees. He is tied up and dragged forcibly, as was demonstrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he was dancing at Rath Yatra. Then Lord Jagannath would follow. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went quickly, Jagannath would go quickly. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped, Jagannath stopped. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced slowly, then Jagannath came slowly. And Jagannath himself was astonished at the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I just was reading this yesterday. We can read again and again how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing at Rath Yatra, calling out, Manima, Manima, the Oriya chant for a great personality. And calling out, he was singing a song which no one could understand why he was singing. Some sounded like some mundane romantic love story, something like this. Why would you go to a great religious ceremony and start talking about some, maybe like some soap opera, something like this? It sounds like prajalpa. Why would Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's calling out that same personality who in my youth we were loving together on the banks of the Reva in the month of Chaitra, that same personality is here now. I want to take him back to that situation. And what's it got to do? No one can understand what it's all about. Only Swarup Damodar, he could understand, because he is the other self of Lord Chaitanya. He understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, is expressing this feeling. But Swarup Damodar Goswami, he knew this, but he didn't tell anyone. But Rupa Goswami, he made that known. And later, in detail, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami made that known, the secret of Rath Yatra. And in this sense, we are more fortunate than many of the people who attend Rath Yatra in Puri. Because unless they're specifically taught this, they may not know. That's the specialty of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, which Srila Prabhupada initiated us into, that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are Rupanuga, followers of Rupa Goswami, who taught what is the special reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. To broadcast, to let it be known what are the loving feelings of Radha for Krishna, and to give the opportunity to come to the stage of serving Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So in Puri, people think of Jagannath. Yeah, they think of Jagannath. I was going to say, think of Jagannath as this, as that. But they think, first thing is they think of Jagannath. As soon as we cross the border from Bengal into Orissa, we know immediately we'll find all the buses, all the shops, all the pan stalls. Everywhere there is Jagannath. Except in the most south part of Orissa, where they're more inclined to worship Lord Narsimhadev. They're also Jagannath, but everywhere in Orissa there is Jagannath. And especially in Puri, everyone is always thinking of Jagannath. They worship him as God, but they think of him also as their friend. Jagabandhu is a well-known name of Lord Jagannath in Orissa. Jagabandhu, the friend of the Lord of the world, Jagannath, and the friend. He's our friend also. So they relate with him like that, and it may be very irreverently. We'll see the pandas or the priests. They take great fun in calling him bad names, insulting him in bad language. That's their prerogative. I don't think that we should try to do that, but they feel like that. He's just our friend. And friends, you know, young boys, they're badly behaved, and so they call each other bad names. And even you'll find, not on Rath Yatra day, but you'll find sometimes they're sitting around and playing cards and chewing pan and spitting, and so you may think, who are these people? But Jagannath, he has them on his chart. Jagannath accepts their service. So definitely something very special is going on there. And all the people of Puri and throughout Orissa, that whatever they do, it may, like I said, it may appear not to be very Krishna conscious, but they always feel that Jagannath is with us. When they're eating or sleeping or going to work, whatever they do, they'll have Jagannath's picture or small deity everywhere. Before they start the day, they must worship Jagannath. Every 12, 14 years or so, Lord Jagannath's divine form, Dharma Brahma, wooden, divine but wooden also, that requires to be replaced. So at that time in Puri, all the people observe mourning. That just like if a close relative passes away, then what do? Shave your head. Then no rituals performed in the house. So they all do that. He's a family friend of everyone. So Jagannath is loved as a friend by the people of Puri in particular. The famous place. Puri is more famous. Puri's in Orissa. Puri's actually more famous than Orissa. More people have heard of Puri than Orissa. By Lord Jagannath's mercy, I'm scheduled to be in Puri for Rath Yatra this year. July the 16th, I believe it is. That's only the second time. Many years ago, I heard that Prabhupada had heard that some of his disciples were going to Rath Yatra in Puri, And he was, Prabhupada was in Calcutta. He said, well, why don't they go to my Rath Yatra? Because Prabhupada was holding Rath Yatra in Calcutta. So I usually make it a point to go to Rath Yatras organized by ISKCON in other cities. Because on that day, of course in India it's a little different. It's here in the West you can hold, they hold Janmashtami festivals on the weekend, or Govardhan Puja on the weekend, because people don't come in other words. It's not much of a festival. So they shift it. But in the UK, in India, you can't hold Janmashtami on any day. It has to be on Janmashtami day. And Rath Yatra also has to be on, at least in Bengal and Orissa, you can't celebrate it on any other day. So on that day, nowadays in India and surrounding countries, the Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath is held in Bhubaneswar. ISKCON Bhubaneswar organizes. Calcutta for many, many years. And Shiliguri, Dhaka in Bangladesh, right down the main street of a Muslim country. Right down the main street of this country, they have Rath Yatra. Then in, there are many, many Namhattas organizing in other places. In Gujarat also, in Ahmedabad, that's not organized by ISKCON, but there's huge crowds. For more than 100 years that Rath Yatra has been organized. And also in Gujarat, in Baroda, Surat, we have on the same day Anand, just one day separate, because it's a bit tough to do two Rath Yatras in one day and then have all the leading ISKCON devotees there. So we have one day separate. In Bombay also, there's several Rath Yatras, but one on Rath Yatra day. So I never went. Only once I went when ISKCON Padyatra was there. I thought that's a good excuse. Time's up. So I'm going again now. I have another good excuse to go this time. I'm from India, so 5 minutes is approximate. Okay. So there's some idea for, there's a note for me.
It's a present from Lord Jagannath to the
devotees. Oh, I'll read this out, huh?
Yeah, please.
So this time I'll be they're making some documentary, so, about the Rath Yatra. So, this is, I've just been handed a letter from Suraj Sehgal, Director for Defense and Security of the Hindu Council UK. And the headline is, Court Rules Temple Ban Illegal. This is about, yeah, this is anyway, the Orissa High Court that legislated that Dalits from the, that's outcasts, are no longer banned from entering any temple. So that will also, oh, it's whether they should be allowed to enter the Jagannath temple in the Keredagara village in Kendrapara district of Orissa. So he said this will also affect the foreign nationals belong of ISKCON being allowed full access to Hindu places of worship, including the Jagannath temple in Orissa. Well, it's not all over yet. It's a Hindu, it's Indian law, it can drag on. Jai Jagannath. All glories to Lord Jagannath. Anyway, I was going to come back to the point that this is a very sweet festival because all the devotees here are coming. Everyone here is here simply for the sake of pleasing Lord Jagannath. It's a very pleasing atmosphere to be here. Lord Jagannath is looking out at his Yamuna and Vrindavan. It's very beautiful to see the scenery here, and even more beautiful to see the faces of all the devotees of Lord Jagannath smiling at him and him smiling back at them. All glories to Lord Jagannath. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. There's no doubt that Srila Prabhupada is very happy that devotees are accepting this austerity to serve Krishna in this important place. This is more important than many cities because it's a place of hearing and chanting about Krishna. Yeah, any questions? Alright, if there's any questions. Have a question?
Sorry for my ignorance, but what's Puri?
What is Puri?
Yeah.
Well, what is Puri? That can be answered in geographical terms. In spiritual terms, that may take many lifetimes to describe. Puri is the city on the east coast of India, this is geographical terms, in which resides in which is situated the original temple of Lord Jagannath. Here are the deities of Jagannath, Subhadra, Baladeva. The same deities in very big forms reside in a very big temple in Puri, which is the spiritual capital of the state of Orissa. Lord Jagannath has been enshrined there for approximately 900 years in that temple. You go sometime. Please go and see. Everyone should... Please go. Go to Puri. Everyone should go. Who hasn't been to Puri? Please raise your hand. Hasn't? You should go. Please everyone go to Mayapur, Puri and Vrindavan. These are the three most important holy places. Puri is Gaur Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there, and Krishna Leela, all in one. Vrindavan Leela is there, Dwaraka Leela is there, in Puri, yeah. That's Jagannath is there, and also all the important places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided for 18 years, the first 6 years on and off, approximately 17 years, Gambhira. The room is there, Haridas Thakur, where Haridas Thakur was chanting his residence, the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur, the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the sea itself at Puri, Mahodadhi, the sea itself is a holy place. Anyway, the sea is a holy place because all the great rivers flow in the sea. But particularly at Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would bathe there every day. Then there's so many places. Paramananda Puri's well, Ganga Mata Goswami's mud, Jagadananda, his place of worship, Tota Gopinath temple, there's so many important places. And Puri, very important, is Jagannath and Jagannath Prasad. Is anyone here who's not been to Puri taken Jagannath Prasad? Everyone please take Jagannath Prasad. The mercy of Lord Jagannath in the form of divine food. Who's planning to be at Puri Vasya Jaya? You'll be there, Madhav Gopinath. Anyone else? Sridhar is going to be there this year. So see you there, Jagannath's willing.
Even Hyderabad said they celebrate on this.
No, I didn't mention Hyderabad. They have actually for many years they changed it from the proper Rath Yatra day, and last 3 years they put it back to the right date. But I haven't been there on Rath Yatra day, although I go there regularly. But not. So, anything else? Any other questions, comments, realizations? Must be so many realizations. Yeah, please.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. It's been such a long time since we've had an address for Rath Yatra, and you really bring to mind the purity of Rath Yatra, the honoring of Rath Yatra, and we all thank you very much
for coming. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Lord Jagannath is looking at his Yamuna. Here's Yamuna. Here's